Cup of tea and time for me. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. And the world seems to fly by in a permanent way. While all I want is a couple of curls and a good night out with the girls. So shut the door, who could ask for more? Half an hour with my heated rollers. Time to dream, time to scheme. Half an hour with my heated rollers. Half an hour with my heated rollers.
Welcome to Heated Rollers. I'm Linda Bellingham.
I'm Joanna Munro.
And I'm Gwyneth Strong.
And not forgetting, of course, the wonderful Lorraine Bowen Experience.
Poor Lorraine, not allowed to communicate in anything but songs and a few minor chords.
Thank you, thank you. Don't build your part up, love. So here we are, Heated Rollers, radio's antidote to the millennium bug.
Yep. There'll be no millennium buggery on this show.
Can we say that word?
I think I just did.
Shall we say it again?
Oh, why not?
Millennium!
Oh, that felt so good.
Yes, it did. Isn't it? Very good, yes.
So, have we all had a nice day?
Wonderful day. I was feeding the ducks in the park.
What were you feeding them? Slices of white bread?
No, I was feeding them a pack of lies.
Really?
Yes. I was telling them they'd all grow up to be beautiful swans who would get to marry rich, handsome cygnets.
So how was your day?
It was fantastic, Gwyneth. I have been clubbing.
And where did you do that?
Chiswick High Road. I was clubbing traffic wardens, dustmen, old ladies. You know, whoever got in my way, basically. And how about you, Gwyneth? Did you have a nice day?
Lovely day. I went shopping.
Oh, lovely. Who?
Harvey Nicks.
What has he done?
Nothing. It's a shop. I bought myself a lovely sweater.
Oh, dear.
What?
Now, you see, when you say you've been shopping, you're meant to say, I shopped a loan shark, a petty thief, two ladies posing as charity workers.
Oh, I see.
Yes, good.
So you didn't really feed those ducks a pack of lies?
No. Joe, do you still have that club? Now on Heated Rollers, some messages of support. Carol Vorderman has sent us a consonant, a vowel, another consonant.
Yes, that's very nice. Thank you. We get the message. The Watchdog team have written to us and they say, hope your show goes well. Alice.
Anne. Good luck. Anne.
Alice. Break a leg. Alice.
Anne.
And here's one from Barclays Bank. Look, dear Miss Munro. Oh, I think that's for you, Joe.
Yes, I
think
probably is. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, and now on the Heated Rollers Big Top, by popular request, we will attempt to fire Bridget Jones from this ear cannon. Take it away, explosives! Oh dear, she seems to have landed in the lion's cage. Normally we only give them pedigree charm. Oh, what a treat.
Hello, this is TDS, your favourite telephone dating service.
Well, I'm looking for someone special in my life and I wondered if you could help.
I'm sure we can. Now, I'll just take some details and then if you'd like to respond to a brief questionnaire. First, your name.
Catherine Hardy.
We generally use abbreviations when we can, so I'll make that KTRD, okay?
Oh, okay.
SWF?
Eh?
SWF, single white female?
Oh.
Good sense of humour? Well, we'll put that down anyway. GSOH. WLTM?
Eh?
Would like to meet? Now, let's find out a bit about yourself. Political affiliations? CND? PLO? IRA? RUC?
NUT? TUC? GLC?
Okay. Television. BBC? ITV? MTV? VCR? Oh, no, nothing there. Radio, perhaps.
Oh, FM in the AM? AM in the PM?
Musical taste?
Oh, E-N-O.
E-L-O?
E-N-O. No L.
You mean like Christmas?
No. Opera.
O-I-C.
O-I-C? What's that?
I meant I understood. Okay. Medical conditions. E-N-T, B-C-G, U-V-F, H-R-T.
More P-N-T, if I'm honest.
Views on H-R-H?
O-A-P? QE2? MI5?
We can't have numbers.
Oh.
Sex? VD? IUD? S&M?
2CD for me. I'm more TLC.
Dress styles. Uniforms interest you? SAS? RAF? PVC?
More M&S. CNA.
Thank you for calling, TDS. We'll try our best to match you up with someone suitable and get back to you ASAP. TTFN, PS, RSVP. Okay.
Ruby?
Yes, Mr. Spritches?
Have you finished peeling those spuds yet, girl?
Yes, Mr. Spritches.
How many are there?
17 tons, Mrs. Spritches.
Do a few more, girl. You can never have too many spuds.
But my fingers are red raw, Mrs. Spritches.
Stop complaining, girl. And when you've finished those, you can get on with plucking that peacock. And after that, you can put the whole roast ox in the oven, gut a couple of brace of pheasants and make 23 gallons of gravy. Not lively, girl.
Yes, Mrs. Spritches. Mrs. Bridges!
What is it, girl? Can't you see I'm up to me elbows in Goose's backside?
Well, the thing is, Mrs. Bridges...
Spit it out, girl! I've got pinch trotters to pickle and 12 rabbits to strangle before lunchtime.
The thing is, now that we've both been sacked from the Bellamy household and we're living together in a one-bedroom flat in Peckham, don't you think we're overdoing it a bit with the food preparation?
Oh, do you think so?
I mean, it's such a waste. What did you cook for breakfast this morning?
Bacon, egg, mushrooms, devil, kidneys, sausages, black pudding, fried eggs, scrambled eggs, poached eggs, kedgeree and kippers.
On toast?
On toast.
And what did we end up actually eating?
Two bowls of Special K and a croissant.
Do you see my point, Mrs. Bridges?
Right, there's a bit of music on, set the mood. Now, ladies, you'll find that I have here for you the largest selection of adult pleasure products in the West Country.
Really?
Oh, remarkable.
Yes, let's start with this item here.
Oh, good Lord!
It's a monster!
Yes, it is a bit of a beast, isn't it? It's called the Long Linford, for obvious reasons. It is, of course, an intimate ladies' massager, but I found that you can also use it as a dibber when you're planting seedlings.
How much is it?
Oh, this one's only $14.99. It's a bit too big to run on batteries. It's mains operated. But it includes a set of jump leads for you when you're out and about. And in the unlikely event of a power failure, it does come with its own generator.
Excuse me. Is it noisy?
Quite noisy, yes, but I just tell the neighbours I'm having my kitchen floor sanded. Now, moving on, we have this guaranteed to improve your sex life.
It's a light bulb.
Yes, well spotted.
Where am I supposed to put that?
In your front porch.
I beg your pardon?
No, you're missing the point. It's a red light bulb, see? You put it above your front door, then when your husband's out at night, she won't go short.
I do think we should be moving on.
Yeah, me too. Very nice to have met you.
Oh, come on now, ladies. Is there nothing I can tempt you with? Peekaboo cardi?
No, thank you.
See-through oven gloves?
No, not really.
Fishnet support tights for the older lady?
No, really, there's nothing.
Oh, I am sorry. I haven't offended you, have I, ladies?
No, not at all. It's just that when I come to these church bring and boy sales, I usually just get a couple of pots of jam.
Following last week's show, Heated Rollers received a number of complaints concerning its racy content.
To rectify this, Radio 2's asked us to cut any material that might cause offence to the average person.
Unfortunately, these instructions have come too late for this week's script, so the following sketch involving one woman's chance encounter with an ex-porn star called Lumberjack Hunts.
It will go ahead. Yeah.
Except that in the name of decency, any words that might cause offence have been replaced.
By the names of party political leaders of the 20th century. Thank you. Bayek. I'll never forget that night. The moment he walked in wearing those tight leather trousers, I just wanted to get me hands on his pert William Hague. Before I knew it, we were in his hotel room and he'd ripped open me blouse.
You have beautiful John Majors.
He cooed.
Like alpine peaks.
He said as I grabbed his egg with me hands. Then he began to run his Michael Foot all over me, exploring every inch of me until he eventually sent me wild with ecstasy when he put his foot in me ear.
Oh. Oh.
He said,
"My Neville Chamberlain is so hot for you."
He cried. And there was no denying the size of his bona law. At which point I could no longer resist squeezing his Stanley Baldwins.
Oh, you crazy Harold Wilson!
Talk dirty to me, I begged.
You Margaret Thatcher!
He screamed, and then I couldn't contain myself any longer and I wept at the top of my voice. Oh, Tony Blair! No, no, Tony Blair! Yes, Tony! And he took me to number 10 and back.
And that concludes Andrew Davis's adaptation of The Wind in the Willows for Radio 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, now on Heated Rollers Big Top by popular request, we will attempt to fire Ally McBeal from this here cannon. Take it away, explosives!
She seems to have landed in the elephant's enclosure where Nellie has decided to stand on her head. Normally, she makes do with a beach ball. Well, what a treat.
Can I have a husband for Christmas?
Of course you can, darling.
Yay!
My little husband, the new doll from the House of Marriage.
My little husband, the new doll from the House of Marriage. Comes with detachable can of lager and non-detachable TV remote control.
My little husband, the new doll from the House of Marriage.
With realistic-looking curry stains on his shirt, my little husband sits on his sofa all day, watching Sky Sports and Breaking Wind regularly every 20 minutes.
My little husband's the new doll from the House of Marriage.
He's so lifelike. Putting up shelves, cleaning out the garage and painting the shed are just three of the things he'll put off till later. And he comes with his very own set of gardening and do-it-yourself tools, which he'll put back in his little box and forget all about. My little husband, now available in pubs across the country.
Marvellous. No, really, that was wonderful, all of you. Just wonderful. Now, if you'd just like to gather round, I've got a few notes. Yes, I do know that Ground Force starts at 8, but it's got to be done. We are summoning the Lord of Darkness on Thursday, and if it's not done properly, there'll be hell to pay. Right, now, Marjorie, dear, over here, lovely. What exactly is it supposed to be on the floor that you've drawn? Yes, well, you might call it a pentangle, but I call it a doodle. And come the time when we do call on Beelzebub, he'll be in two minds whether to manifest himself in a blaze of infernal fire or play a quick game of hopscotch. Yes. Malcolm, will you please stop your robe flapping about? It's not pretty. Thank you. Now, and talking about spoiling effects, we all agreed when we decided to dabble in the occult that we wouldn't use a live chicken. But could you please try to take it seriously? You are meant to dance in a frenzy of naked abandon and say, Emperor Lucifer, I conjure thee to leave thine abode and smite down the unworthy. You are not meant to waggle your arms and sing, I feel like chicken tonight. I mean, it might not be ideal, but the man at Sainsbury's did assure me it was free range when it was a line. And while we're on the subject, Nigel, would you please stop asking about when I stab you? It's not big and it's not clever. I know you don't want to die, but we've all got to make sacrifices. Yes, and don't try to get out of it. I've had a word with your Carol, and she says there is no chance you're going to lose your virginity before Thursday. No matter how many boxes of milk tray you post through her letterbox, it won't work, you know. She's a diabetic. So, in conclusion, we get in at 5, run through at 7, and we manifest the Dark Lord so he can wreak his satanic vengeance on mankind at 5:15. And just in case it doesn't work, remember to bring your copies of HMS Pinafore. Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Lorraine Bowen Experience.
Oh. Oh, this bus trip is boring. Everybody's yawning. And this morning there's nobody's paper to glance at over their shoulders. And the same man is snoring. I hope his friend is not ignoring him, 'cause it's normally here she taps him to wake him for his bus stop. But what is happening over there? Something is going on. Quite a commotion over there in the front row. He's opening his letters on the bus, opening his letters in front of us. He's got a big pile of interesting mail. If I stretch my neck out far enough, I can see handwritten mail on colourful paper, postcards with foreign stamps on. Too much for me to bear. I only had one letter today, and that was from the council tax, and only a reminder. How can someone be so cruel, torturing the top deck? How can someone be so in the front row? He's opening his letters on the bus, opening his letters in front of us. He's got a big pile of interesting. He's opening his letters on the bus, opening his letters in front of us. He's got a big pile of. Come on, everyone on the bus, join in. This is outrageous. Sing along. He's opening his letters on the bus, opening his letters in front of us. He's got a big pile of interesting. He's got a big pile of interesting. He's got a big pile of interesting mail.
Radio 2 presents the classic serial, Lady Chatterbox's Lover.
As we sat in the homely firelight in the tiny hut, Melons made shadow puppets on the wall with his big hand.
See, this one's sooty and this one's sweet. This is a lady horse and this is a man horse.
Melons, do you love me at all?
How do you mean, love, like? Is it a posh person's thing?
You really are quite thick, aren't you?
How do you mean, thick, like?
Shall I make some tea?
Aye, make yourself useful, you lazy toff.
Melons, may I borrow your towel, for my hair is dripping wet?
Nay, you can't, it's mine. You should have brought yours own. Must have dozens of them up at Big House, you fancy snob, like.
Oh, please lend it to me. It was you who pushed me into the rain in the first place.
Well, someone had to go out and get wood for the fire.
Will you at least walk me back to Ragbag Manor? It's wet and dark and late.
Will I, Eckers, like? Your husband might see us together and get me, like.
But he's a cripple in a bath chair.
Well, I'm not taking no chances.
Well, I'll go then.
Aye, clear off then, I've had enough of you. Get back to your fancy house, you slapper.
Don't you mean flapper?
No, I was right the first time. Before you go, lend us 10 shilling. I fancy a flutter on the horses. Now move your shabby arse!
Oh. As the rain stung my throbbing cheek, I looked back over my shoulder at his pathetic face in the window and his hopeless attempt to make Bugs Bunny ears on the wall. And all at once, I realised how much I really, really loved him.
Hey, hon, hey, man! Now on the Heated Rollers Big Top, by popular request, we will
attempt to fire Rachel from Friends from this here cannon. Take it away, explosives. Oh, dear. She seems to have landed in the seal tank where their eagerness to applaud her efforts is unfortunately resulting in her being slapped to death. Normally, they make do the small sardine. Well, what a treat.
Mummy, can I have an old person for Christmas?
Yes, of course you can, darling.
Yay!
My little granny, the new doll from the house of Wrinkley.
My little granny, the new doll from the house of Wrinkley, with fully operating stair lift and rubber underwear for those little accidents.
My little granny, the new doll from the house of Wrinkley.
She's just so lifelike. She says four different phrases. Please don't put me in a home. You're not my daughter. Don't trust the Germans. And you're not getting a penny after I've gone. And 5 minutes later, she repeats them because she's forgotten she said them in the first place.
My little granny, the new doll from the house of Wrinkley.
My little granny, available in the shops now, price £39.99. Though in the old days, you could have bought five and still got change from a farthing.
Women drivers. When the car was introduced, it was strictly prohibited for women to drive. Scientists pointed out that merely by sitting in the driver's seat, women would become barren.
Lord, love a duck. Look at me, sitting behind the wheel of an horseless carriage.
And as a consequence, you aren't pregnant.
Well, I am a virgin.
No matter. Since you could never bear children, you might as well sleep with every member of His Majesty's Royal Fusiliers.
And she probably did, coming from working class stock. As soon as the car came out, the respected Harley Street misogynist, Dr. Crankshaft, wrote a paper on it. And then he wrote a paper on his desk, which was much more legible and ran thus.
Women, tinker with cars, brains melt, leaves nasty stain on bodies. Also fragile, ovaries made of glass, liable to break.
And so it appeared that women would never be able to drive until a female lab technician working late one night made an amazing discovery.
I say, all these theories about driving causing physical defects to women are absolute rubbish.
Armed with this startling new information, she was able to persuade the Ministry of Transport to allow women behind the wheel of a car.
We will let the fairer sex get behind the wheel of a car, just so long as they don't turn on the ignition.
And so, for many years, women were only allowed to navigate cars downhill with the engine off, until men made an amazing discovery of their own.
I say, if I let the wife drive, then I can have a drink.
Leading to the issuing of driving license to women across the land. Over the century, women were able to fill the roles of drivers for the ambulance service, haulage industry and public transport companies, leading today to their position at the cutting edge of the car industry itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gorgeous Susie and Trixie are modelling this year's latest Peugeot. Thank you.
And thus, equality was achieved yet again.
Bloody men drivers!
Ladies and gentlemen! Now on the Heated Rollers Big Top by popular request, we will attempt to fire the Spice Girls from this here cannon! Take it away, explosives! Oh dear, they seem to have landed in the performing ponies stable where they have been caught up the hooves of stampeding beasts. Normally they make do with a small trot around a pole. Oh, what a treat.
Ladles and jelly spoons, good evening and welcome, I say, the good old Spitalfields musical. And now for your further edification, here's a little ditty from a lovely little lady who used to be a scrubber until she lost her brush. I give you Miss Kitty Savoy.
I knew a couple of
blokes. They both had such long cigars. And at the Albert Memorials, a magnificent erection.
Oh, me.
Then the actress and the bishop would agree without exception that you've got to have a little innuendo, a little bit of a metaphor, as you go. You've got to have a little innuendo and a bit of double entendre, as you go. And again, you've got to have a little innuendo, a little bit of a metaphor, as you go. You've got to have a little innuendo and a bit of double entendre, as you go. Thank you very much. I know a brassy lad who liked to display his meat and two veg, but the shy man from down my way used to hide it in me hedge. And an antique dealer from up our street used to polish his up. Oh, such a treat. And I hear the chimney sweep has got a sooty three-piece suite. Oh, you've got to have a little innuendo. You've got to have a little bit of all right. And I ask you, cool blimey, how do sailors get their rollocks so shiny?
Brasso.
'Cause you got to have a lot of, well, maybe just a jot of, no. You've got to have a little innuendo. Well, as Monty's double used to say, girls, another week of getting away with it.
Yes, I thought that went
rather well.
No, it just sort of went, didn't it? So, Gwyneth, do you understand now what we were doing at the beginning of the show?
Yes. Linda said you were feeding the ducks a pack of lies, and you said you were clubbing people up and down Chiswick High Road, but you weren't really doing either.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, this is sunken.
You were feeding the ducks bread, and you were clubbing in a disco.
No.
No, we just said it as a joke.
A joke? Oh, no, you've lost me.
All right, look, Gwyneth, I want you to go shopping for me.
All right, so what would you like?
I'd like a 22-inch waist and boobs like Pamela Anderson.
Where do they sell those?
The body shop.
Funny, they don't seem to have them in there when I visit.
Gwyneth, no, Linda is having you on.
Oh, I feel stupid. Mm. You mean, you know, they sell them in a different shop?
Yes, that's right. It's in Inverness. Here's a fiver, keep the change.
Oh, great. See you at next week's show. Might pick a body myself while I'm there.
Oh, good. Anyone we know?
Hey, Helen! And now on the Heated Rollers Big Top, by popular request, we will attempt to fire Carol Smiley from his ear cannon. Take it away, explosives!
Oh, dear. She seems to have landed in the French poodle's kennels. Normally they make do with stray cats and small voles. Well, what a treat. But join us next week when we will be firing Melinda Messenger, Denise Van Outen and Samantha Janus across a crocodile-infested swamp. Still, they always make do with bits of mutton dressed up as lamb, so what a treat.
Caroline Gold and Mark Davies, Simon Blackwell, Claire Summerskill, Brian